ओम नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय। श्रीमद् भागवतम कैंटो 3 दि स्टेटस क्वो चैप्टर 16 जाय एंड विजय कर्स्ड बाय द सेजेस पार्ट 1 वर्सेस 1 थ्रू 12 लॉर्ड नारायण अपोलोजाइजेस टू द फोर कुमारस। Lord Brahma then informed the demigods. After thus congratulating the sages for their nice words, the Supreme Personality of Godhead, whose abode is in the kingdom of God, spoke as follows. These attendants of mine, Jai and Vijay by name, have committed a great offense against you, because of ignoring me. O great sages, I approve of the punishment that you, who are devoted to me, have meted out to them. For me, the Brahmana is the highest and most beloved personality. The disrespect shown by my attendants has actually been displayed by me, because the doormen are my servitors. And so I take this to be an offense by myself. Therefore I seek your forgiveness for the incident which has arisen. A wrong act committed by a servant leads people in general to blame the master, just as a spot of white leprosy on any part of the body pollutes all of the skin. Yasyam ritamala yasha shravanavagaha sadya punati jagad ashva pachad vikuntha. Anyone in this entire world, even down to the chandala, who lives by cooking and eating the flesh of the dog, is immediately purified if one takes bath in hearing through the ear the glorification of my name, fame, etc. So now you four Kumaras have realized me without doubt. Therefore, I will not hesitate to lop off my own arm if its conduct is found hostile to you. Because I am the servitor of my devotees, my lotus feet have become so sacred that they immediately wipe out all sin. And I have acquired such a disposition that the goddess of fortune does not leave me, even though I have no attachment for her, and others praise her beauty and observe sacred vows just to secure from her even a slight favor. I do not enjoy the oblations offered by the sacrificers in the sacrificial fire, which is one of my own mouths, with the same relish as I do the delicacies overflowing with ghee, which are offered to the mouths of the Brahmanas who have dedicated to me the results of their activities and who are ever satisfied with my prasad. For I am the master of my unobstructed internal energy, and the water of the Ganges is the remnant left after my feet are washed. And that water sanctifies the three worlds along with Lord Shiva, who bears the Ganges on his head. So if I can take the dust of the feet of the Vaishnava on my head, who will refuse to do the same? The Brahmanas, the cows, and the defenseless creatures are my own body. Those whose faculty of judgment has been impaired by their own sin look upon all these as distinct from me. Such persons are just like furious serpents, and they are angrily torn apart by the bills of the vulture-like messengers of Yamaraj, the superintendent of sinful persons. But on the other hand, they captivate my heart, who are gladdened within, and who, with their lotus faces enlightened by nectarian smiles, respect the brahmanas, even though the brahmanas might utter harsh words. They look upon the brahmanas as my own self, and they pacify the brahmanas by praising them in loving words, even as a son would appease an angry father, or as I am pacifying you. These servants of mine have transgressed against you, not knowing the mind of their master. I shall therefore deem it a favor done to me if you order that although reaping the fruit of their transgression, these two doorkeepers may return to my presence soon, and that the time of their exile from my abode may expire before long.
Namaste Deva Devesha Shankha Chakra Gadadhara Bhakti Chopata Rupaya Paramatmana Mohstute Namapankaja Nabhaya Namapankaja Malini Namapankaja Nikraya Namaste Pankaja Angraye Namo Bhagavate Tubhyam Vasudevaya Vishnave Purushaya Adivijaya Purnabodhaya Te Namaha Ajaya Janayitresya Brahmane Ananta Shaktaye Paravaratman Bhutatman Paramatman Mostute Namaste Deva Devesha Shankha Chakra Gadadhara Bhakti Chopata Rupaya Paramatman Mostute Namapankaja Nabhaya Namapankaja Malini Namapankaja Nikraya Namaste Pankaja Angraye Namo Bhagavate Tubhyam Vasudevaya Vishnave Purushaya Adivijaya Purna Bodhaya He Namaha Ajaya Janayit Tresya Brahmane Ananta Shaktaye Paravaratman Bhutatman Paramatman Namostute Namaste Deva Devesha Shankha Chakra Gadadhara Bhakti Chopata Rupaya Paramatman Namostute Namapankaja Nabhaya Namapankaja Malini Namapankaja Nikraya Namaste Pankaja Angraye Namo Bhagavate Tujyam Vasudevaya Vishnave Purushaya Adhi Jaya Purna Bodhaya Te Namaha Ajaya Janayit Praisya Brahmane Ananta Shaptaye Paravaratman Bhutatman Paramatman Namostute Hari Haraye Namaha Krishna Yadavaya Namaha Yadavaya Madhavaya Keshavaya Namaha Hari Haraye Namaha Krishna Yadavaya Namaha Gopala Govinda Rama Sri Madhusudana Giripad Gopinatha Madana Mohana Hari Haraye Namaha Krishna Yadavaya Namaha Gopala Govinda Rama Sri Madhusudana Hari Haraye Namaha Sri Chaitanya Nityananda Sri Advaita Sita Hari Guru Vaishnava Bhagavata Gita Hari Haraye Namaha Krishna Yadavaya Namaha Gopala Govinda Rama Sri Madhusudana Hari Haraye Namaha 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 Hari Haraye Namaha
Goddess Bhumi prayed, Obeisances unto you, O Lord of the chief demigods, O holder of the conchel, disc, and club. O Supreme Soul within the heart, you assume your various forms to fulfill your devotees' desires. Obeisances unto you, Krishna. My respectful obeisances are unto you, my Lord, whose abdomen is marked with a depression like a lotus flower, who are always decorated with garlands of lotus flowers, whose glance is as cool as the lotus, and whose feet are engraved with lotuses. Obeisances unto you, the Supreme Lord, Vasudeva, Vishnu, the primeval person, the original seed. Obeisances unto you, the omniscient one. Obeisances unto you of unlimited energies, the unborn progenitor of this universe, the absolute. O soul of the high and the low, O soul of the created elements, O all-pervading supreme soul, obeisances unto you, Lord Sri Krishna. Guru Mukha Padma Vakya. To commit an offense at the feet of a devotee of the Lord is a great wrong. Even when a living entity is promoted to Vaikuntha, there is still the chance that one may commit offenses. But the difference is that when one is in a Vaikuntha planet, even if by chance one commits an offense, he or she is still protected by the Lord. This is the remarkable fact in the dealings of the Lord and His servitor, as seen in the present incident concerning Jai and Vijay. The word atikramam used herein indicates that in offending a devotee, one actually neglects the Supreme Lord Himself. By mistake, the doormen held the sages from entering Vaikuntha Loka, but because they were engaged in the transcendental loving service of the Lord, the doormen's annihilation was not expected by advanced devotees. So the Lord's presence on the spot was very pleasing to the hearts of the devotees. The Lord understood that the trouble was due to his lotus feet not being seen by the sages, and therefore Narayana wanted to please the four Kumaras by personally going there. The Lord is so merciful that even if there is some impediment for the devotee, Krishna himself manages matters in such a way that the devotee is not bereft of having audience at his lotus feet. Krishna is always in favor of the brahmanas and the cows, and therefore it is said, Go brahmana hitaya cha. Lord Krishna or Lord Vishnu, the Supreme Personality of Godhead, is also the worshipable deity of the brahmanas. In Vedic literature, such as the Rig Mantra hymns, it is stated that those who are actually brahmanas always look to the lotus feet of Vishnu. Om Tad Vishno Paramang Padang Sada Pashyanti Surayah. One who has become a devotee of the Lord is also a brahmana. The formula is Brahma Janatiti Brahmanaha. A brahmana is one who has understood Brahman, and the Vaishnava is one who has understood the personality of Godhead. Brahman realization is the beginning of realization of the personality of Godhead, Bhagavan. One who understands the personality of Godhead also knows the impersonal feature of the Supreme, which is Brahman. Therefore, one who becomes Vaishnava is already a Brahmana. It should be noted that the glories of the Brahmana described in this chapter by the Lord Himself refer to His devotee Brahmana or the Vaishnava. It should never be misunderstood that the so-called Brahmanas, who are born in Brahmana families but have no Brahmanical qualifications, are referred to in this connection. The difference between the internal and external energies of the Supreme Personality of Godhead is that in the internal energy, or in the spiritual world, all the opulences are undisturbed, whereas in the external or material energy, all the opulences are temporary manifestations. The Lord's supremacy is equal in both the spiritual and material worlds. But the spiritual world is called the kingdom of God, and the material world is called the kingdom of Maya. Maya refers to that which is not actually fact. The opulence of the material world is but a reflection. It is stated in Bhagavad Gita by Krishna, Urdhva Mulam Adha Shakam Ashvatham Prahur Avyayam Chandangsi Yasya Parnani Yastang Veda Sa Veda Vit. This material world is just like a tree whose roots are up and branches down. This means that the material world is the shadow of the spiritual world. Therefore, real opulence is in the spiritual world. In the spiritual world, the predominating deity is the Lord Himself, whereas in the material world, there are many so-called lords. That is the difference between the internal and external energies. The defenseless creatures, according to Brahma Sanhita, are the cows, brahmanas, women, children, and old men. Of these five, brahmanas and cows are especially mentioned herein because the Lord is always anxious about the benefit of the brahmanas and the cows and is prayed to in this way. The Lord especially instructs, therefore, that no one should be envious of these five, especially the cows and brahmanas. In some of the Bhagavatam readings for this section, the word duhitri or daughter is used instead of duhati or cow. But in either case, the meaning is the same. Duhati means cow, and duhitri can also be used to mean cow, because the cow is supposed to be the daughter of the sun god. From this episode, we can understand how anxious the Lord is to get His servitor back into Vaikuntha. This incident therefore proves that those who have once entered a Vaikuntha planet can never fall down. So the case of Jai and Vijay is not a fall down. It is just an accident. The Lord is always anxious to get such devotees back again to the Vaikuntha planets as soon as possible. It is to be assumed that there is no possibility of misunderstanding between the Lord and the devotees. But when there are discrepancies or disruptions between one devotee and another, one has to suffer the consequences, although that suffering is temporary. Finally, the Lord is so kind to His devotees that Krishna took all the responsibility for the two doormen's offense, requesting the sages to give Jai and Vijay facilities to return to Vaikuntha as soon as possible. Recorded May 8, 2023 by Nirantara Dasa. All glories to the ISKCON founder Acharya, A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami, Srila Prabhupada. Om Tat Sat.
I was envious of Krishna, and so I left. Now I find myself bereft of beauty, truth, and bliss. There's nothing for me here except for pain and fear. If I could only get myself back home once again, and I'm a prisoner of lust by my own plan, and just where I am going to, it's hard to understand. I'm never satisfied, I feel totally fried. If I could only get myself back home once again, get back, get back, back home once again. Though right now I'm feeling sad, I'm still hopeful. If I chant, then I'll be glad, I'm still hopeful. So get back, get back, back home once again. Get back, get back, back home once again. I don't want to take another birth again, so I must make the best use of this bad bargain. There's nothing else to do except to preach to you, and that is how I'll get myself back home once again. Get back, get back, back home once again. Get back, get back, back home once again. Get back, get back, back home once again. Again.